This is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics on the news. The topics this week, evolution and politics, and splitting up California. Is there a magic number for new states created by chopping California up into more manageable bits? Back to the evolution and politics thing, does your worldview dictate your politics? Does your belief in evolution or not end up affecting your politics? Or does it go the other way around? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Paul in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Darwin got it wrong with the crazy monkeys.
Got it wrong how?
Well, we're devolving. All you have to do is look at politics to see how we are devolving rather than evolving. Seriously, it's obvious that worldview is going to affect your politics because, your politics will be driven by your worldview. You know, that's a given. The Republican Party was, had an internal coup a number of years ago where literally there were religious people in central committee meetings with scripted agendas, and they stuffed the precincts, they stuffed the precinct committee people, and they were taken over by these. Now, this was probably 10 years ago, so you're still seeing an awful lot of that. I think that's part of the reason why you see the moderate Republicans becoming becoming independent. You see the moderate Democrats becoming independent again. The continued polarization of the country and is driven by those worldviews. And as we fragment more and more and more by those worldviews, we're going to see more of this, which ties into your second topic of splitting up California. Mm-hmm. Absolutely stupid idea, and it's the idea of a group of people who want more power, more money, and more ability for themselves. There are just certain things that do need to happen at a state level, and that state level has to have the resources to provide for all of the people within its geographic and political boundaries. Do we have different interests in different parts of the state of California? Yes, same as the state of Oregon, same as the United States. But we all have to get along and play nice in the sandbox.
And realize the things that tie us together rather than the things that drive us apart, which is why political parties used to be a lot more heterogeneous than they are now, and why we used to be okay with bigger states. Interesting way to tie that together, Paul. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Take care. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're giving you a chance to vent your spleen politely on evolution, belief in evolution, and how that guides your politics or vice versa, and the concept of splitting up California on the table with Timothy Draper's idea of splitting it up into six states. Your thoughts, please. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Jamie there? Jamie is not there. All right. Let me catch you up on some of the thinking on this evolution poll. This is a Pew Research Center poll on widening partisan divide over evolution. And the Register Garden Eugene in an editorial says the gap is startling. In 2009, Democrats were 10% more likely than Republicans to express support for the idea of human evolution. By last year, the difference had grown to 24%. A plurality of Republicans, 48%, now say humans have always existed in their current form. These results don't necessarily mean many Republicans have changed their minds about biology or Darwin. More likely, they show greater polarization over political issues to which the question of evolution is often connected. Issues such as education, secularization, and the credibility of institutions. The results may also show that poll respondents are developing an increasingly sophisticated ability to anticipate how their answers will be interpreted. So that's the Register Guard's take on that Pew poll. Let us take another call from Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about evolution and whether or not people believe it and whether California should be split up.
Well, on splitting up California, I think it would be great if we had 10 states. That would be 3.7 or 3.8 million people per state.
Oregon-sized.
And, you know, still hugely larger than the state of North Dakota, which gets two senators just like the state of California with its 38 million people does. But on the evolution thing, I think that a lot of the people that claim not to believe in evolution actually believe in the survival of the most mean-spirited. That's their true belief.
It's about the survival of the most aggressive, then.
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, people, you know, if you can't make it, starve to death in the street, what do we care, folks? That's the kind of people I think probably. My father, who was a geologist, once asked me what was the difference between us and dinosaurs. And I said, well, they were cold-blooded and we're warm-blooded. He said, no, they didn't realize that someday they would go extinct.
Interesting. All right, thanks.
Yeah, real pleasant thought there.
Yeah, really. How old were you when he laid that up?
Oh, I think I was 12.
Okay, well, about the age you can handle it. Thanks for that, Mark. Very much appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Exchange. We're talking about evolution and politics and the concept of splitting up California. Your thoughts welcome at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie in Medford, I think you're there this time.
Yeah, I apologize, sir. My Cordless phone took a dump.
Oops. Okay. Well, let's get to your thought.
Well, I wanted to speak to the situation of California breaking up into how many states is it going to be becoming?
Timothy Draper's idea is 6 states.
Well, to paraphrase John Boehner, are you kidding me? Because practically thinking, California, if you look at it as a primary provider of revenue to the rest of the world, why break it up when it's limping along, Jeffrey, but it's doing very well. So why cut it into 6 different places?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jeffrey, if I understand, our American flag has 50 stars on it.
Yep.
Yeah,
we need 55 if we did do this.
Why should we put another 6 of them on there? It would be kind of awkward for the flag as it stands right now.
All right, thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate it. Let's move on to Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, Jeff, let's get practical about this thing of new states in California. Most of those states, the rural states, would be right wing, of course, and the Democrats are not about to let that happen. Let all those new senators come in and change the balance of right wing senators. So it's not about to happen.
No, that is for sure. And I can't say that it sounds like you support it at all.
Oh, of course not.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for that, Bill. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your thoughts on evolution belief, as reported in that recent Pew poll that showed that a plurality of Republicans say humans have always existed in their current form. So the gap between Republicans and Democrats on embracing of evolution has gotten pretty wide. What do you think about that? What do you think about belief in evolution generally? And then what do you think about the idea of, and or what do you think about the idea of splitting up California from this idea that that the venture capitalist Timothy Draper suggested, 6 different states, which when you think about it, if you cut California into 6, you'd have to add 5 stars to the flag. So we'd end up with 55. You could still do 5 by 11 if we're going to satisfy Jamie's thinking there. Let's take another call from John in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, I was calling about evolution, but I can't help but get a little distracted by the California discussion. I think the key thing here is that this has been proposed by a venture capitalist you just mentioned, and that speaks for itself. But I wanted to ask, do you believe in gravity?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard this discussion before, that if you don't believe in that, you believe in this, yeah.
Well, it's not so much that. It's that the term belief really drives the anti-science agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what term to suggest. Perhaps it would be best to talk about whether or not people understand evolution, you know, like whether or not they're literate, whether or not they can read or do math or that kind of thing. Our school systems are incredibly deficient in teaching biology. It doesn't mean that they have to teach evolution as such, like here's the evolution in your curriculum. And some teachers saying, okay, now you have to learn about evolution. That kind of whole approach to things doesn't work very well. You can teach biology to to really young children because they really like it. They like living things. They like looking at bugs under a dissecting microscope, for instance. All kinds of things you can do if they just get interested in science, and they can do it way before they have the conceptual ability to deal with chemistry and math and physics at a higher level. They'll go on to that if they find that they need it, but they can learn a lot of science in the early grades. But you have to have elementary teachers that understand science, and we don't have our, you know, my daughter just finished the education curriculum at SOU. Teachers don't learn anything about science.
What do they learn about teaching generally?
Yeah, they learn about how to teach, much more than about what they teach. And actually, elementary teachers, whether it's science or something else, need to understand more, not less, about the subject in order to be able to find ways to present it to kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a big
vote. They can understand it. So I think that that's really part of the problem. I don't want to take a lot of time to try to elaborate on it, unless you've got some thoughts or something you want to ask me about, but I want to throw that out there and ask you to please stop using the term belief when you're talking about evolution. You wouldn't use it when you ask people about, do they understand gravity?
All right, so belief in God, belief in evolution, obviously distinct sorts of things is what you're saying. I mean, one is a little,
right.
Easier to prove.
It's like it's proposing that as a dichotomy. Mm-hmm. When it doesn't have to be.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, John. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about evolution and whether or not you embrace the theory of evolution and how that ties in with your politics. This recent Pew poll showed that there's a bit of a gap between Republicans and Democrats, and or we'll take your thoughts on whether California should be split up into six states, as a venture capitalist has suggested. 800-838-3760, our phone number anywhere in the area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email, jx@jeffnet.org. Next up is Cindy in Neyland, California. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi there. I wanted to make a comment on the evolution and politics. I was going to let it go, and then about two or three calls where somebody had said basically people who don't believe in evolution, sorry to the previous gentleman, don't believe in evolution, or they have Republican, they're mean,
mm-hmm.
and they're stupid. Well, that is one of the things that has driven people into corners where they can't, it seems to have to be a package. You seem to be, if you're a fundamentalist Christian, then you can't be for, at least in some people's minds, you can't be for welfare. Or, you know, it has divided and forced people into positions. And I don't think anybody should be saying as a routine that people are mean or stupid because they believe something different. Even if you do think it, you should learn to keep it at least mostly to yourself.
All right, so civility goes a long way then in this whole process, you're saying, and we divide ourselves into camps because we feel like somebody else is forcing us into a camp.
And it soon becomes further and further and further in one direction or another as you get nipped on by the person on the opposing side. You kind of step a little further, and pretty soon you find yourself in a place you really don't want to be, and you can't get out of it.
All right.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Good points to bring up. Thanks for that, Cindy. Dennis and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Okay, I'll weigh in on the same subject. My grandparents, none of them graduated from high school. They were either really devout Catholics or really hardcore Protestant, you know, fundamentalist types.
Mm-hmm.
They were farmers. They all believed in God, and they all believed in evolution. And I used to ask each and every one of them when I was a little kid, because once I found out about evolution, for myself, I thought it was a strange thing that they could believe in both. And they all told me pretty much the same thing. They said that the reason they believed in evolution is because they saw it every day, because they were farmers and they do breeding programs and do different things with the crops to get them to do certain things and that sort of thing. But they believed that God was responsible for all of it. And so it didn't bother them that they could believe in God and also believe in evolution, because they felt that they were separate things in one way but equal in another.
Hmm.
So what I have come to the conclusion is that a lot of the things that we are talking about nowadays are always based on polls that somebody takes. And I have become really skeptical of all polls, because I don't think the people that are taking them are honest.
I think the ones who have
an axe to grind in some way or another, even if they don't know it.
I mean, the ones who are initiating the polls, asking the questions. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And I don't think people are honest. You know, I used to have people call my house and have me take polls, and I always lied to them.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
Wow.
And well, I know a lot of other people that do, too.
Well, that's not entirely surprising, particularly when somebody's calling you at home around dinner time. Thanks for that. Good to hear from you, Dennis, as always. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're discussing evolution and how it coincides with views on politics based on this new Pew poll, and or whether California should be split up into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states, as one proposal has it. Join us at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. We used to call him Tony in Talent. Now he's just sort of Tony generically in Southern Oregon, but he was the first one to weigh in with this email. He says, are your feelings about evolution dictated by your politics or the other way around? Short answer, neither. The Pew poll that no doubt prompted this topic has now been discredited. A, its findings significantly differ from a recent Gallup poll that also examined views on evolution in the general population. Either or both results are questionable. B, Pew poll makes the bizarre assertion that in the 4 years 2009 to 2013, either large numbers of Republicans changed their opinion from being believers in evolution to suddenly becoming creationists, or that many creationists had switched party allegiance in the 4 years. I submit that both explanations are implausible. A number of academics, and he mentioned some names, questioned Pew's methodology and the poor phraseology of the questions. However flawed the survey, it was a welcome distraction for the usual journalists in quotes at New York Times, MSNBC, and of course, public broadcasting, who really haven't had much to crow about lately. Thank you for that, Tony, in Southern Oregon. Let us take another phone call. Let's go to Carter in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, issue of evolution needs to be spoken about and listened to in a very careful manner. I am talking about evolution here in this phone call as presented by science. And one of the little-known facts that science presents about plant evolution in the Earth environment is that several groups of plants have been presented by the Earth in evolutionary processes as presented by science more than once. And so what this means is when you speak about evolution, you cannot avoid speaking about extinction. And the point of this is, from the plant example, what are the implications for animal evolution in a planetary environment? And further, as we look carefully at animals and plants, the differences between the two get less and less and less.
All right. Interesting thoughts. Thanks for that, Carter. Appreciate it. You can get in on this Vince Day at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Email here from Prem, no town given. We have to quit using the religious terms to describe evolution. To ask someone if they believe in evolution is completely a religious inquiry. There's nothing to believe in scientific investigation. One either has empirical proof or not. Biological evolution is thoroughly investigated and proved. There's nothing to believe. It's a proven principle. Religion, on the other hand, is entirely based on belief. Belief implies doubt, speculation, hypothesizing, and wishful thinking. Science doesn't work so vaguely. Again, that from Prem. Another email here on Vince Day from Joe. He writes, as religion works its way deeper into the skin of politics, we will see that gap between those who believe in science and those who adhere to their own personal dogma widen. Sad state of affairs, really. I'm constantly amazed when I talk to the folks who believe with all their hearts that we walked with dinosaurs and say it with a straight face. Like most of their beliefs, they have no proof, no cave drawings, no scientific evidence. Fossils hidden hundreds of feet below the surface of the earth were placed there by God. For what reason? Still no answer. All part of the dumbing down of the electorate for political gain by the Republican Party. And another email here from Jacob, no location given. He says, look, most rank and file Republicans are pretty ignorant, so what's the surprise? Really, if you're not wealthy, and I mean $250 million or more, or a conscious racist sexist, then why would anyone identify themselves with the Republicans? Ouch, my editorial comment. Jacob continues, so, of course, they don't believe in evolution. P.S. No, California shouldn't be divided. Of course, I wouldn't let the old Confederacy, especially Texas, go its own way now that slavery is no longer part of the issue. That, again, from Jacob. A couple of other thoughts here to deliver. Kathy from Roseburg says, splitting California would be the ultimate in gerrymandering. We all prefer being with our own. And, of course, we can divide our own in a bunch of different ways, which brings us back to a point made by Paul on the very first phone call in this session of Vince Day, which is that there is a connection between these issues because, again, in the Pew poll, a lot of the identification had to do with who you are by party and what that says about your belief in evolution. And that corresponds to the discussion of splitting up California, not necessarily for manageability, but for political cohesion, because of the fact that we all seem to feel different things, and divide ourselves into camp fairly easily. Final thought here from the Register Guard editorial of January 6th that says, the question asks respondents not just where they stand, but with whom. The theory of natural selection on its own is unassailable, but in the minds of many, it is associated with social, cultural, and political forces perceived to be leading the country in the wrong direction. When poll respondents picked up their phones and heard a Pew researcher on the line, many Republicans felt they were being asked not about what they believe, but about whose side they are on. The real meaning of the Pew survey is that Republicans have become increasingly alienated from the status quo. Pew's evolution poll gave them the opportunity to say so. So here again, raising the question about whether what people were saying in the poll was not that I don't believe in evolution so much as like I side with the people who generally are against it as the club with which people on the religious side feel like they're being beaten that often. Ongoing discussion, one we're not going to solve here today. Obviously, cutting up California will come up again. I'm sure we'll hear more about that through this year. Thank you so much for listening and taking part in Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.